Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Padre Martinez answers allegations of paternity. There have been many allegations, said the hermit to Padre Martinez, as he dumped his ground cord into the cauldron that had a little boiling water in it, that you have had some children of your own, which have been termed as naturales. Illegitimate is the word that you are looking for, said Padre Martinez, raising his voice to a louder pitch. No doubt that you were told of these children by the Bishop of Santa Fe. Well, let me hear it then. Tell me what you hear about me. I have heard whisperings, continued Giovanni, that you have had the waters of baptism poured over your own children, the children born to you by a lady named Teodora Romero of Talpa. He paused. He could see Padre Martinez deep into a dark shade of red. In response to his reaction, the hermit lowered his voice slightly, and he continued. Some people in Santa Fe told me that the lady, Teodora Romero, had borne you a son, and that you had had him taken to Abiquiu, so that you would be spared the embarrassment of having to baptize him yourself. They said that someone from your immediate family had had him baptized under the pretext that he was in danger of dying as a baby, and so the ceremony was hastily ordered to keep him from the gates of limbo. He was given the name of the saint's day when the baptism occurred. He was called Vicente Ferrar. Padre Martinez looked at the hermit. There was an air of dignity to him that compelled Giovanni to stop stirring the bubbling gruel and return his gaze. The priest took the deep breath that always preceded his better denunciations. Giovanni waited for his retort. The only child, began Padre Martinez, that has ever sprung from my loins is my own beloved daughter, Maria de la Luz. By the will of God, she sickened and died when she was only 12 years old in 1824. May God rest her soul. Many people think that since my own father had had his own child with an Indian woman and had raised her in his own household, that surely I, too, was following in my father's footsteps. The hermit removed the gruel from the heat of the cauldron and handed a small bowl of it to Padre Martinez, while retaining a second one for himself. Doña Teodora has often kept house for me, continued Padre Martinez. As so often happens in cases where women help clergy in housekeeping, rumors get started. Doña Teodora often helped me feed and care for other children. There are so many orphans and hungry children in Taos. Oftentimes I would take these children in. Because of my age, the children would come to see me as a father figure, clinging to me as if it were to their own flesh as I walked down the streets of Taos. Rumors that they were my own children were fueled by a bishop who was angry because I had publicly reprimanded his heavy tithing demands in the Gaceta de Santa Fe. I said that he simply wanted to celebrate Mass in a stone cathedral rather than within an adobe church, and that our people were very, very poor. I had also reminded him that as a citizen of a free republic, I had the right to express my opinion publicly. In April of 1857, Labi decided to suspend me from the office of priesthood, and he had me replaced with Father Damaso Talarid. I refused to recognize his suspension. The following month, in June, he set about formal proceedings to have me excommunicated and replaced with Father Juan Elogio Ortiz. He also replaced Father Lucero of Arroyo Hondo with Father Uzel. I had a brief interview with Father Juan Elogio Ortiz. He asked me why I had opposed Labi so publicly. I told him that the bishop had openly flouted our culture here, refusing to allow even his servants to speak Spanish at the dinner table. I suppose I did it of pure caprice, but also because I knew that he was on shaky ground. He could tell that I knew canon law well. Perhaps too well. What makes you say that? Asked Giovanni while swallowing a spoonful of corn gruel. My excommunication was recorded in the record books of Taos only, and only ex post facto. Lamy never informed his superiors in the American church of it, and he certainly never told the Roman Curia either. He wasn't sure that he was in the right, and he knew of my training in canon law. The hermit simply pulled up his habit, and he bowed his head. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.